Google has announced its first smartphone designed in-house, the Pixel. The company showed the new phone to the world during a launch event Tuesday in San Francisco, California.
So today, I'm very excited to introduce you to a new phone made by Google. We call it Pixel.
That was Rick Osterloh, head of Google's newly formed hardware group. Google's Android operating system already runs millions of phones worldwide. In the past, the company has sold phones and tablets under the Nexus name. But the Pixel smartphone marks a change by Google to design and build its own devices rather than just supplying software to other manufacturers. In addition to the smartphone, the company also launched several other high-tech devices designed to compete with main rivals, Apple and Amazon. One of the main features of Pixel is that it includes the company's latest artificial intelligence service called Google Assistant. Users can talk directly to Google Assistant to ask questions, get information, or even to perform tasks. Google Chief Executive Officer Sundar Pichai said the idea behind Google Assistant is to provide a useful, personal experience for device users.
Just like we built a Google for everyone, we want to build each user his or her own individual Google.
Google Assistant uses technology similar to that of Apple's Siri service and Microsoft's Cortana system. Pichai called Pixel the first phone made by Google inside and out. Taiwan-based HTC manufactures the phone, but Google says it completely designed and built Pixel. Here are some of the main features of the new Pixel smartphones. The phone comes in two sizes, 12.7 centimeters or 14 centimeters. The price of the smaller phone starts at $649. The larger one, called Pixel XL, will cost $769. Users can upgrade either phone from 32 gigabytes to 128 gigabytes for $100 more. The prices are comparable to Apple's iPhone and Samsung's Galaxy models. The phones have an aluminum body and glass case sold in three colors: quite black, very silver, and really blue. Pixel has a 12.3 megapixel camera that the company calls the best smartphone camera ever made. Google cited a review from DxOMark, which gave Pixel a rating of 89 out of 100. This is better than the 86 score given the iPhone 7 and the 88 rating for the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge. The company said camera speed is also faster, permitting users to take photos without delay. A demonstration showed a user recording video as they walked down a street. The video suggested that the phone's new video stabilization technology records images smoothly. A Snapdragon 821 processor, run by Android's newest OS, Nougat, powers the phone. Using Google's cloud system, Pixel phones can store unlimited photos and video. Google says Pixel can get users through the day with one charge. It also says the battery can charge for 7 hours of use in just 15 minutes. Software upgrades are easier with Pixel because when a new update is available, it is automatically downloaded and installed. The next time the phone is turned on, the update is complete. Google offers a service built into the Pixel phones that lets users talk with helpers at any time to solve problems. The phones have a screen sharing option so the helper can see exactly what the user is seeing. A highlight of the launch event came when the company's Vice President of Product Management, Brian Rakowski, showed off some of the Google Assistant's human-like actions.
Show me my photos from last October.
Take a look at these pictures from your Google Photos.
With a quick voice command, my assistant found just the right pictures from my Google Photos collection. And it doesn't just work with dates. You can search for people, places, and things, too.
The Pixel phones are already being sold in the Google Store and will be distributed through mobile carriers throughout the world. I'm Brian Lynn.